You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage! Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level 2. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci, the perps, the players, the hustlers, the people, the bustlers, and everybody else in between. Breaking it down to Twisted Tuesday, we've got Bob Ryan, ESPN, Boston Globe. Bob Ryan joining us, the legend, the Hall of Famer. Kicking with us, we're on the gauntlet with Bob. We'll talk Steph Curry. We'll talk some Patriots. Get his take on a Major League Baseball situation. That's right. Remember, Major League Baseball is still shut down right now. And people aren't talking about it. They talked about, oh, it's a lockout. Well, yeah, they're still in a lockout right now. And I don't think they're going to be getting out of it anytime soon. But seems to be a chaotic sports world right now. What we do know is that Steph Curry is the new all-time three-point record holder. And we also know that the Golden State Warriors ended up covering the number when it was all said and done. The Knicks were in it all game, fell apart late. The Knicks have fallen apart for real. They're 3-8 in their last 11 basketball games. Golden State win 105-96. Toronto Raptors let them off the hook. Raptors played hard tonight. They played last night. It was a back-to-back, but you had a COVID-depleted Brooklyn Net basketball team this evening. Should have been able to handle their business. And, you know, Fred VanVleet is kind of, he's the leader of the Toronto Raptors now. And the Raptors were up by three. It was 120-117, and there was like 17 seconds left, man. And there was still, I don't know, I don't want to be factual on this. I think there was like 10 seconds on the shot clock type thing. You know what I mean? There was like a lot of time for him to settle down, and you're up by three, make a decision and say, you know what, I'll take it to the rack, I'll get fouled, I hit one free throw, and boom, we're up by four, and we're going to win a basketball game. He tried to be the hero. He went for a three-point dagger. It was a bad shot. Inevitably, what happens after a bad shot, it led to a fast-break three-point shot on the other end. Tie game, they end up losing by two in overtime. That's the type of game you've got to get. All right, that's the type of game that, you know, when it's there and you got a team that's on the ropes like that, and, you know, you've got to finish it off. I get it, it's back-to-back, you were in a tough spot, but quite frankly, too, you know, the Raptors deserve better. It was just disappointing that VanVleet, of all people, who is supposed to be, you know, that point guard and the smart guy on the floor, took that shot. And that's all it takes. It's just one shot here, one shot there. The Raptors are a decent team. They're not a great team. They're a good team. They're an okay team. But they don't have any room for error. All right? Like, if OG is there, they have a little bit more. But even when they have everybody there, the Raptors don't have a lot of margin for error. And it's just a little play here and a little play there, and you're on the wrong side of it, and Brooklyn end up winning. But on the plus side, they did cover the points, right? Portland screw us again, because that's what they do. 111-107, final score in overtime. The late night anger management class level 2 has begun. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci in a mightier 1090. What's rolling? Let's do this thing. We got Bob Ryan joining us in a couple of minutes. We got Steve Merrill kicking with us in level 3. We'll get into the bowl games. We'll talk NBA basketball with Bob. Bob's been covering the NBA for a long time. He's seen the different eras, the changes, the styles of the game change. We'll get his thoughts on Steph Curry and the modern NBA and the three-point shot and what it's done. As remember, Phil Jackson once famously stated that Steph Curry has ruined the NBA and ruined basketball. And I don't think he's ruined the NBA. I think that Steph Curry is super popular, and I think there's, you know, millions of kids that want to be like Steph Curry. But the problem is there's a million kids that are now taking shots that think they're Steph Curry, and they're not. And that's the problem. I don't mind, like, modern basketball, I don't mind guys that can actually hit a three taking a three. But the problem is now everybody takes threes. Even guys that can't take threes, it's accepted. Well, you know what? Let him take three or four threes. He won't make them, but, you know, we got to keep him happy. Everybody takes threes right now, right? Like, it's, you know, you determine whether big men can take threes now. Well, you know, he's 7-footer, but can he shoot the three? I don't know. I'm not drafting a 7-footer to shoot the three. That's a problem, isn't it? You know, look at Porzingis. Yeah, he can shoot a three. He's soft in the paint. Get me a damn rebound. You're 7 feet. I don't care about hitting a three. You know, like, there's a balance to this. There's a balance. We'll get into it. We'll get into it with Bob Ryan. It was a light night in the association tonight. It probably was a good thing because who knows who's going to be playing. James Harden's in COVID protocol right now. Giannis is in COVID protocol, but Giannis is vaccinated, so we don't know how long he's going to be out for, but he's going to be out. He's going to be out, and he's not the only one. Like, we'll have to keep our eye on this. They're a pretty beat-up team right now, the Milwaukee Bucks.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Odell Beckham. This is too bad. The Rams have placed 9 players on the COVID list. Odell Beckham Jr. among 9 players placed on the COVID list by the Los Angeles Rams, of course, coming off this big win against Arizona. And they got a Seattle team coming up here right now that are still in this. Seattle are starting to feel good about themselves right now. They're 5-8. It appears like, oh, they're out of it, but 6-7 gets you into the playoffs right now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
Rage Late Night continues. Sirius XM Channel 159, Sports Grid Radio Network. Shout out to everybody tuning in Southern California. Beautiful Southern California on the mightier 1090. We've got a special treat for you tonight. One of our favorites, a true legend of the business and of the sporting world, Boston Globe's ESPN. Long time Boston Globe. And, of course, you've seen him on ESPN for years. Mr. Bob Ryan steps up and in to join us. Bob, it's always a pleasure, sir. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us.
Okay, you got it. No problem.
So let me ask you, Bob. I was talking about this on Twitter, and Curry Nation came at me earlier when I said, am I the only one that sort of, like, thinks it's being a little bit overplayed, the all-time three-point record list? I mean, I was looking, like, at the list. Vince Carter is fifth all-time, Bob, on the list. You know, I think of Vince Carter, I don't think of a sharpshooter, right? I sort of look at it like a volume record, and it's no disrespect against Steph Curry. I mean, the guy's shooting 43%. He's awesome, but when I looked at the list, I was like, man, it's kind of a volume record list. And another thing I wanted to ask you is, basketball records are hard to quantify, aren't they, just because the numbers are so big? Like, we don't look at the most points scored in the NBA the same way and talk about the same way as, like, most home runs hit, Bob. Why is that?
It's just the nature of the game. Baseball lends itself to it better. You're right. Kareem is the all-time scorer, and I do not know the number. I do not know the number. And it's, there's no 714. There's no 511. There's no like that that baseball provides these iconic numbers. So that's just the nature of that. So that's true. And the same with football. I mean, do you know how many yards Emmitt Smith gained? You damn right. But, you know, so you don't know. I mean, that's just that baseball stands apart. Maybe the one that comes close is hockey, if you're a hockey fan.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
People don't know how many points Gretzky scored, how many goals, et cetera. But no, it just doesn't lend itself to that the way that baseball does. It stands apart.
How do you feel about Steph Curry? Like, Phil Jackson said that the Golden State Warriors were destroying the game, which might have been a little bit extreme, but there's no doubt that the game has changed, and you've been covering the NBA for a long time, so you've seen the different progressions throughout the decades. But what do you think of the new three-point shot era? Are you a fan? Did you agree with Phil Jackson? Was he a little right, a little wrong? What's your opinion?
I think it would be really difficult for you to find somebody to talk about this that hates the three more than I do. I wrote a column this past Sunday, kiddingly, about that Curry should be placed under house arrest. He's a menace to the game. All these kids across America, and even I'm sure in New York, are imitating him. Everybody's, you know, it's about the fitted. 3-point is the currency. He's the greatest shooter of all time. Nobody has been able to get a shot off with from that distance as regularly as him and make some. Ray Allen was a catch and shoot guy. Reggie Miller was a catch and shoot guy. This guy, with that wonderful handle that he has, can get a shot anytime he wants it once he crosses midcourt, and that's not an exaggeration. So I think this is detrimental. I think the three is the most needless, awful thing that's happened to basketball in my lifetime. It has distorted the game at every level. It has ruined, eliminated post play. Where's the next Kevin McHale? When are we ever going to see one? The answer is not.
Yeah.
No, never.
And I don't mind if you're good at it, right? And Curry's great at it, but everybody does it, and you're not great at it. You've got guys that are shooting 25, 27%. And as you just stated about big man, I want to ask you about that. Nowadays, what's the first thing you hear about the big man? Oh, no, not he's a great shot blocker. Oh, he's a great rebounder. Oh, he's a great defender. He's a menace in the paint. Oh, man, he really shoots the three well for a big man, doesn't he, Bob? Hey, 7-footer shoots a three. Even the 7-footers, they want to shoot the damn three now.
Everybody has to shoot the three, right? The so-called stretch four is now a stretch five as well, and it's the job description. And, you know, some guys have really adopted well. That's, while we're on the subject, let's salute Brook Lopez, who, when he started out, was in the first few years, never took anything at all, and then he made himself into a really reliable one. Yeah, that's fine. The point is, the game is different. So you ask me, it's a totally different game now than it was. I call it the three-point mania. I call it the hostile takeover of the three that has changed the game. And what I really, I don't understand why coaches don't rebel. I mean, I can't believe they all like this, that they really like, they have to live with it because the Daryl Morification of basketball is here. You know, you won't have a job if you don't shoot the three. And so, because, you know, the analytics guys are in charge now, led by Daryl Morey, you know, who's Tony La Russa of basketball. La Russa screwed up baseball with the situational pitching and then six relievers to pitch a shutout. And now Daryl Morey has ruined basketball. So, and the greatest exponent of it is Stephen Curry. He's the poster child for this entire movement.
Now, last I checked, too, Daryl Morey hasn't won a title either, right? Like, that style hasn't won a title, right? Yet they go with it. Yet they run with it, as you stated, Bob. Like, they've embraced this. Like you said, the coaches don't really have a choice. But listen, I'm a betting man, and a lot of our listeners are. Well, everyone is now. It's another new thing, right, Bob? Right, everybody's betting. But I've been doing that a long time. But people complain about games after. I can't believe this team lost. How did this team? People are like, why did that happen? And whatever. There's nothing to it. Look at the three-point shooting percentage. And I hate, like, that's what happens. You break it down now, and it's like, well, look, this team was 6-for-38. And the other team was 22-for-49, and there's your team that won. The games come down to basically who shoots the three better now on any given night.
Well, it's the currency, and it's a different game, and quite frankly, it isn't as enjoyable to me and to many others. Now, you won't be surprised to hear that I got enormous, you know, by the standards of the day, I got enormous reaction and on this. And naturally, I'm a hero in the Social Security set now because it's, you know, I can tell you that the average age of the respondent to my column, it was probably 70, at least 65, and I'm not being facetious. And, you know, the old-timers loved the game the way it was. When they saw more post-play, more passing, when you could, it wasn't a sin to take a 17-footer. By the way, the most odious phrase in all of American sport is the worst shot in basketball is the long two. I'd like to, you know, I want to throw up when I hear that. And so anyway, that's where we are. And the younger generation, just think about this. If you're 30, you know nothing else. The NBA introduced the three. Well, the ABA introduced the three in 66. The NBA introduced the three in 79. Colleges introduced the three in 86. So if you're 30, you know nothing else. You're 40, you know nothing else. This is the only game you know. And it's gotten more and more lopsided in terms of shooting threes and eliminating mid-range jump shots. And these people, that's the only game they know. I would recommend this to those people. I wish we could just, wouldn't you like, and I bet you agree with me, wouldn't you just like to parade around America and put, show them the 1986 Celtics and the 87 Lakers and you know, 10 games each, and show them what basketball used to look like before it became a night to see who could take the most stupid threes and clang up the most threes.
Bob Ryan with us. And Bob, I guess, you know, it sort of translates into football as well, right? In which we've seen the spread offenses, and, you know, it used to be a big deal to throw for 300 yards. Now it's, you know, 400 yards. And I don't know, man, for the most part, you show me a quarterback that threw for 400 yards, I'll show you the losing quarterback in a football game. And we saw what the Patriots did against the Bills. We see in the college football playoff right now, defense, 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 right? Michigan run the football. Georgia, you know, they play defense. Alabama, but I think, you know, there's somewhat of a changing of the guard. I wanted to ask you, like, what sort of, and listen, we're already up against it here, Bob. Time just flew by, actually, so I'll ask you quickly, and then if you stay for another minute, another segment, I'll ask you a couple of football questions, but where's basketball going? Like, are we going to just start seeing guys shooting from half court now? What's the future of the sport, in your opinion, like, in the next little while?
Well, the obvious thing is that the four is around the corner. I believe that. I read it. But I'm predicting we'll see
the Steph Curry shot, right? Oh, let's give him 4 points. Yeah, the Steph shot. It'll be the Steph rule.
There'll be a strong move to get the four and mess the game up even more. Absolutely. But that's where, no, it's not going to go back. This is toothpaste that will not go back in the tube. I don't think. I can't imagine how. As I said, unless it was a national rebellion of coaches that say, no, I want to play basketball. You know, I want to have a balance. I want a postman. I want to see the next. I want to develop the next Kevin McHale, the next Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. But then I want to see old-fashioned good fast breaks and ball movement.
But the NBA is flawed, isn't it, Bob, in which they draft kids that aren't really ready for the league?
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
But they're so talented, so I'm going to draft a kid anyways. Even I know he can't play right now. And there's so many, you know, you got kids bombing threes. You got other kids that don't really know the fundamentals of the game, but they can jump high. And it kind of leads to the helter-skelter league that we have. All right, quick break. More with Bob Ryan on the other side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Race Late Night continues. I am Gabe Omarenzi, having a great conversation with one of the best in the business, Bob Ryan. Great that he has time to join us tonight on SiriusXM Channel 159. So, Bob, we could talk hoops all night, but I wanted to ask you about the Boston Celtics before I threw some football and baseball stuff at you. What's your feeling on the Boston Celtics and how their season's gone so far and where it's going?
It's a major disappointment. They shouldn't be this bad. Now, I understand Brown's missed a lot of time, but you know what? The injuries are so much a part of the game. Everybody's got injuries, tales of woe. And COVID, of course, tales of woe. They've had their share. But they're not playing the way that they we thought they would necessarily. They need a true point guard. Marcus Smart certainly is not that. Dennis Schroeder is a nice auxiliary player, and he's actually had some good moments, and I saw him get 37 against the Lakers. So, and all that. But against somebody, I forget. But yeah, the Lakers. But they're disappointed. And here's the thing: the one big X factor entering the season was the coach, because it was the first year out for Ime Udoka. He came with extraordinary praise from people all around the league. I said to the point where I was afraid that people were going to think he was going to come to the Garden by walking across the Charles, you know. And but I don't see any improvement, you know. I don't see – there's no tangible evidence that he's had a, you know, any effect, a positive effect on the team at all. And, you know, they're under 500 or maybe back at it after the game last night. But they're right now, you know, they're fighting life and death just to get in the playoffs. We didn't think that was going to happen.
Jason Tatum seems to put up big numbers on a nightly basis, right? What's your take on Tatum? Because I know there was the criticism earlier in the locker room that he takes too many shots, right? That, you know, he's got to look to spread the ball around. But, I mean, he's like one of the only guys that shows up every night. Are you? What's your take on Tatum? Like, are you a pro Tatum guy? Do you love him? Or do you think he's a numbers guy? What's your take on Tatum?
I do like him, and I don't think he's just a numbers guy. But there was a criticism of he was called out by Marcus Smart, as was Brown earlier in the year, about passing the ball. And when you see him play, he's annoying at times. He pounds it sometimes too much, and he just does. He looks like a modern, you know, AAU pup. And then other nights he figures it out. And he can pass, and he can go to the hoop. Gabe, his first step is tremendous, and he's a great finisher. He's played better in the last 3 weeks to a month than the way he should. Now he's very talented. If you're going to break down the physical components of him at 6'10", he's one of the better players in the whole league. He's very good.
I would agree. He's their leading rebounder too. That's what people don't realize, right? So you can say what you will about him, but getting 8 boards a game too.
And he's still only 23. You know, that's the thing, these guys. It's such a typical modern story. You know, you feel like he's been around for a while, and, you know, he's 23. Yeah.
Well, Bob, let's switch gears to Mr. Bill Belichick, in which I guess the demise of the New England Patriots and Coach Belichick was a little bit premature. Yet there's still a lot of football left right now, right? So have they peaked too early? That's the question. But listen, they win a football game running three times against my Buffalo Bills, which was a real gut punch. They play again, but the Patriots get the Colts this week. And I know we talk a lot of football on the show, obviously, Bob, and a lot of guests, and people just sort of assume like the Patriots are never losing again, right? They're like, wow, the Patriots aren't losing ever again. And I'm like, I don't know. This is a tricky game on Saturday night against the Indianapolis Colts. It's a real fun game for a Saturday night in the holiday season.
Yes, it is. They'd be very foolish to look past the Colts, and I can't imagine that Bill will allow that to happen. The Colts with Taylor, you never know. He can go off for 200 yards any night, any given night. So, you have to respect the Colts, and that's going to be an interesting game. And it is, as you say, a Saturday night, which is great. They've got the spotlight on themselves that night. And then they got the Bills return match, and they've got the Jags. And then the last week, I'll tell you, you know, I'm sure you're aware, they have a sketchy history in Miami. And even at their best years, unlike Buffalo, who, you know, Brady's now up to 33-3 lifetime, by the way, after the
I'm aware, yeah. Thanks, Bob.
Yeah. I'm sure you love me hearing that. But anyway, Miami, though, and Brian Flores certainly is not understands, you know, knows Belichick well and is not afraid of him. Like, some coaches seem to be afraid of him. So that's going to be an interesting game if it comes down to, you know, whether it's just proceeding or whatever. That'll be a fun game for the last night of the season. But, I'm going to go. It's more likely than not that they will win out, and certainly won't lose more than one.
Are you buying in that there's a Super Bowl? Can you imagine? I mean, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves here, but if it would actually, if it's Brady versus Bill, Mac Jones versus Brady, are you starting to buy in this a possibility, or is that just too much to ask for the football gods?
Well, it is a possibility. I mean, it's one of those years. There's no great dominant team in either conference, and certainly each of those teams has a right to feel that it can get to the Super Bowl. And the matchup, I don't want it. Okay, now this is the minority view. I don't want it. I will. The buildup will be just ridiculous, and stupid things will be written and said. You know, I rejected that whole Bill versus Tom narrative earlier in the year, last year. And I don't like it. It's so stupid. It's not.
But even Tom Brady's father, like, validated it, right? And saying, oh, yeah, it did mean something to us to win without him. So there's clearly something there.
But I just don't want that matchup. So if the Patriots get there, I hope they're playing somebody else for my personal. Now, that is not a majority view. That is a distinct minority view. I get less. So I understand that.
You know, well, listen, no, it isn't, because I'm a Bills fan, so I don't want that matchup either, Bob. I don't see my Bills being able to string together the consistency. It's just, you know, they're too inconsistent right now. They can beat bad teams. They can't beat good teams right now. What's your take on the Bills when you watch them?
Yeah, well, that's probably a simple analysis that I would agree with. Yes, that seems to be the case. And they had the good start, and it's the bump in the road. And, you know, they're just a dangerous team. Allen is, you know, I think Allen's terrific, and that's fine. But the game, that was aberrational game that took place then, obviously, in Buffalo the other night with the weather situation and the way the Patriots were able to capitalize on it by running the ball. But I think they're not the only ones who can run the ball in Buffalo. So, I expect the Patriots to beat them in New England win the division anyway.
Bob, before we get you out of here, and I appreciate your time, Bob Ryan with us on SiriusXM Channel 159. You know, people are talking about it right now because it's not in season, but baseball is shut down, and they do seem to be on, you know, these guys are on so many different sides of every little piece of everything. They can't agree on anything, these guys. And there's some pretty big things that the owners want. I mean, that free agency thing at 30 is never going to fly. And there's a lot of other stuff that they don't know. They just seem to be miles apart, I guess the best way of putting it. And they have a good thing going. I mean, the television numbers were great last year, Bob, like through the roof good. Like, you know, and people always talk about, well, it's an older demographic, baseball, and younger people don't like it. Well, it's not really true, because they got great online and digital numbers as well. There was something to it. They have a little momentum going, and we've seen this. They always screw this up before. Are they going to screw this up again? Like, do you think they play a full season, or will we miss a couple of months and they'll play a couple of months? Because it seems like the owners like that better anyways. You play a shorter season, they pay the players less money, and then they try to expand the playoffs and make money there. How do you think this is all going to play out? You've seen it all over the years with these greedy, lack of a better word, SOBs. How do you think this plays out?
I worry that there aren't enough people around who have pressure, you know, who lived through the experience in 94, which was catastrophic. It was awful. And one of the things that happened in 94, we lost, in fact, a city lost the franchise eventually. They didn't have to lose. Not much.
Well, if the Expos go to the World Series, not even win. If they even went, you're right. That buys another 20, 30 years of season tickets.
They were 74 and 40. They were the best team in baseball when that happened. And that was a tragedy. And you know, losing a World Series was unthinkable. And it was terrible. But the bitterness is scary to me. I'm really worried. And of course, and over and above, just that the whole conduct of the game, how you're going to get into the three outcome thing that is really bad. It's bad, very bad, the game has been messed with as well. But just in terms of getting them back, people are follow this closely. Say don't panic yet. When it gets to be February 1st and we're 2 weeks from spring training, you know, they'll get serious. But you're right, there are major issues. And I think the one thing, assault on the middle-class player, you know, the union is very worried about the fact that the baseball owners exploit the good young players without having to pay them. And then they'll swing for the big, big, big ones for the superstars. But those guys in the middle are getting hurt now. And they're really want to protect them, and they should. And that's a big issue for me.
From what I've read, Bob, and we'll get you out of here, from what I've read, the owners are just greedy, and the owners know that Joe Sixpack and the average fan are always going to blame the player. Say, oh, this guy's making 42. Because like we said about basketball stats, we don't know how much money Henry has, right? We don't know much money like, different owners have, Cohen has or whatever, in New York. And it's easier to blame a Noah Syndergaard because you see him and all the people don't like him. Oh, you know, I work for 18 bucks an hour and I do this. Yeah. And the owners have these guys. Like I said, Bob, I don't think the owners really care about playing 162 games. My guess will be we'll have baseball, but not a full season again. That's my bet.
Whoa. All right. I'm not ready to go there. Would it be a worst thing in the world if baseball officially went to like 150? And of course not. But, records would be affected, but records were affected when baseball went from 154 to 162, and we've come to grips with that. Other than that, that's not a big deal. Well, I hope it does. I hope you're wrong. I'm not saying you're wrong, but
I often am.
And,
I offered that, Bob. Hey, Bob.
It's not a good situation. It's just, it was so well predicted. You know, everybody that, if you followed this closely for the last 2 years and followed the day-in, day-out baseball writers, they all told us it was going to happen. There was no way they were going to have an agreement, and here we are.
Yeah, and you're going to wait to the last second. Last time they met for 7 minutes. So I guess they had had time to have a cup of coffee and get out of there. Bob, Ryan, it's always a pleasure, my man. Thank you.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us. Happy holidays, Merry and early Merry Christmas, and we look forward to catching up with you down the road.
Very good. My pleasure. Thank you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, yeah. The Late Night Anger Management Request. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people, the busters, and everybody else in between. Thanks to Bob Ryan for joining us. Great guest. Great job getting him to join us this evening. And we appreciate it. Bob's always got time for us. We check in with Bob every couple of months. Most of the ESPN crew, actually, are very cool with us. You know, we've had Woody Page. We've had Bob Ryan. We've had a lot of ESPN guys. Most of the networks are cool. Well, listen, we appreciate their time. All right, so bowl season coming up, and it's time to get serious. Tomorrow night, we'll start to really jump in with the bowls, and then Thursday, of course, we'll really start to get locked and loaded, and Friday, NFL football, bowl season, and everything else in between. We've warned you before, we've talked about this before. I, in my own personal opinion, I've been betting on sports a long time. I personally feel that bowl season, you think, you know, NBA basketball is unpredictable. Well, I'll tell you what, the bowls, all right? And we're all like into gambling, right? We all get excited, and I get excited about like the, you know, any type of game before a game, especially football. So there's times, and I've been there, and I've done it, and I can guarantee you I'm going to do it again this year, right? I can talk, oh, don't do it. I've been there, and I've done it, all right? Been there, done it, and I'll probably do it again. It's like one of those deals. It's like, you know, we admit it, but we have to limit our mistakes, right? Sports betting is a lot like, you know, think of yourself as like a football coach and then talk to yourself before a game. All right, what's our problem? We got to limit our mistakes, careless bets, careless turnovers. And I think one of the things you need to remind yourself going into bowl season is that every one of these games is basically a crapshoot, all right? We don't know, man. We don't know what's going on behind the scenes. We don't know who's going to show up. There's a lot of bowl games that are blowouts. Like, that's the thing. If you look at the history of the bowls over the years, like the modern bowl era, the ESPN bowl era, where there's like a million of them and a bunch of 6-6 teams, there's, you know, I mean, it hasn't been kind to the underdog, actually. It hasn't. Like, there's, or we should put it this way. It's not just the underdog. It's one of those deals where, I should say, if you like an underdog, I think it's the better way of putting it. If you like an underdog, then just take them on the money line. Because the underdog could smoke the other team as well. Right? Like, so basically, I think the best way of approaching this is, now, I think for some of the bigger teams and the bigger bowl games, you're going to get more consistency. But I always tell Matthias this, and Joey Odessa used to talk about this. Me and Joey used to talk about this all the time. Joey's going to get back on the show soon, but Joey's rocking. He's got he's been very busy recently. But Joey's still tight, and we'll get Joey on, but
me and Joey used to bet on Bellator and stuff. And then if you bet on, you know, the Cage Warriors or whatever, or you bet on like a sort of a shadier boxing match, and then there's like a shadier result, you can't be surprised, Matthias. Don't I always tell you that? When you ask me, am I betting Bellator? I'm like, nah, you bet that stuff. And like, every time you bet that, don't, what do you tell me after? I'm never betting that again. Isn't there always like bad decisions, weird knockouts, weird things? Like, weird things happen. It's like betting an arena football league game. Weirder things are going to happen. Like, weirder things are going to happen in an arena football league game or a CFL game than it will in an NFL game. Like, there's every game's going to be weird, but there's different levels of weirdness. So you start betting on these bowl games and you got to be prepared after. Like, how many times have we been there and it's like, you know what? You end up with like $500 on the game. You get all excited. You watch a pregame show. There's nothing else going on. It's the holidays. You're sitting there alone. And you're like, you know what? I'm gonna put $500 on Middle Tennessee State. You get all fired up. You have a bite. And then next thing you know, you got like big units on a bowl game. And then after, when they lose 48-17, you're wondering yourself, I don't even put $500 on other games. I like, why did I just get caught up in this bowl mania so much, right? So I'm telling people, and I'm going to try to preach this to myself. I'm just got to sort of agree on the unit. We've got to stick to our guns and bet the same amount on these games. That's the moral here. That's where I'm going with this. We need to stick to our guns on this. This is where you'll bury yourself, and we've all been there before. Trust me. There's nothing worse than Christmas coming up in like a day or two, and basically you're hating life because you just lost all your money betting on a December 23rd bowl game. Don't tell me you haven't been there before. I know I have. I know I have. I've been in that Christmas Eve bowl game, like the Christmas Eve, the Hawaii Bowl. When it was on Christmas Eve, you know how many times it's like, oh boy, this better come through, man. Otherwise, it's not going to be a very good Christmas. Like, if you're a degenerate gambler, you know, the holidays can be a bad time. And I've warned people. Now, we've been on a pretty good roll, and our money management skills have greatly improved, like exponentially over the last, like, year or so, for whatever reason. Right? I've finally sort of become less erratic. And every time I get erratic, I lose. And it's happened to me. I got erratic for a couple of weeks. I've gotten back on track now, and I'm winning again. Right? I'm telling you, when you start jumping around, man, and you're like, you know what? Let's say you put like, you know, $200, $100 a game, or $50 a game. You know, $50 a game or $100 a game. And then suddenly you're putting $300 because you like a game. You win a bunch of $100 bets during the day, and then you're like, you know what? I'm going to put $300 on this. I'm winning all these games, and you lose that game. I've always told people, that's the biggest way to get in trouble. Because if you're betting the same units all the time, right? If you're betting the same units all the time, you'll know whether you're winning or losing. Because you're betting the same units. You'll know. Well, I went 6-4. I'm up. I went 7-3. I'm up. I went 4-6. I'm down a little bit. What happens is, and it happens to all of us, and I know there's a lot of guys that you're good handicappers and stuff, but you're bad gamblers. And that's, you know, I'm still in that mode. There's a difference between being able to pick a winner and managing money and having a winning account. They're two different things. And I've seen it. I see it all the time on Sunday nights in our chat. I've done it to myself. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying you guys. I've been doing this a long time, and I still make these mistakes. Right? And if I was lying and I said I didn't, then whatever. Well, sports books aren't making billions of dollars for nothing, right? I mean, we're doing well this year, but at the same point in time, we've had bad weekends where we've had good picks. And that's the worst possible thing you can say. And how many people like tuning in right now? How many people are in our chat right now have had like a Sunday in the NFL? Or a UFC, where you're like, man, I went 4-4, or I went 4-3 in the UFC, but I put $500 on the fight that lost, and I only had $150 on the other ones. It's a problem for me when I get into the props, because the props are very, I'm a good prop player, so I try to put more on the props, but then I realize I can't get too crazy, and then you put the same on the game as the prop, and then like, you know, like having a plan is sort of the biggest key in anything that you do, right? If you don't have a plan and you're improvising, you can get away with it a bit in anything, right? In anything in life, you can fool people a little bit, or you can improvise and say, oh, man, I really wasn't prepared, but I got away with it. And, right? You can't in the long term. It'll catch up to you. It'll catch up. Like, if you don't have that plan in place. So that's the key thing about going in. Yes, going in, and as Chris Brady in our chat is saying, as Dave Malinsky always used to say, yes, it's a marathon. That's the best way of putting it. It's a marathon, not a sprint. And, you know, don't go in and say, oh, my God, you know, I'm putting, you know, don't. I'm just telling you, don't lose like $5,000 on Saturday betting on these dumb bowl games. And when I say dumb bowl games, they're fun bowl games. They matter. I'll bet on them. I'm going to be into them, and I'm going to spend way too much time watching them. Right? But at the same point in time, let's set a plan going in and say, all right, so Toledo, Middle Tennessee State, Coastal Carolina, NIU, App State, Western Kentucky, UTEP, Fresno State. Like, let me ask you, put it this way. If this game was on a Saturday and there was 84 games going on, Big Ten, SEC, Pac-12, and ACC, etc., would you be betting the UTEP, Fresno State game? Would you even take a look at App State and Western Kentucky? So just because it's a bowl game doesn't mean that suddenly you go crazy. And I'm not telling people to bet $5 a game only, but what I'm saying is set a plan to go in here. And no, let's look at the games and which ones until we get to sort of some real games where it's like, yeah, I trust that quarterback. Like, you know what I mean? I mean, honestly, yeah, App State and Western Kentucky? Really? All right. If anybody's got an inside lock, every lock has a key, it's a tough game. I will tell you, though, I like these totals. And Steve Merrill's going to join us. We'll start handicapping some of these games. So we got Toledo and Middle Tennessee State coming up. But we should tell you, this game is in the Bahamas. And the weather in the Bahamas is very erratic. Right, there's been a couple of Bahamas' bowl where the weather was pretty nice, but for the most part, it never is. And it's one of these kind of ironic things that the whole point of having the bowl in the Bahamas was because it's supposed to be nice, but these kids always end up playing in a monsoon, right? So it's the same thing right now. I kept wondering, why is the total so low? And basically, yeah, because there's supposed to be bad weather and windy in the Bahamas again. It never ends. What's the point of going to the Bahamas if it's always windy and rainy there? But, hey, Toledo are from Toledo, Ohio. It's not like these kids practice in good weather to begin with. But I like the over in that game. I like the over. I think Coastal Carolina, Northern Illinois can get after it as well. App State and Western Kentucky is a complete train wreck. That's just the pure degenerate special. You're betting on that because you're degenerate. And, yes, we'll give you a pick for it before it's done. UTEP and Fresno State. Fresno, 11.5-point favorites. UAB and BYU. BYU are one team that will be up for a bowl game. There are certain, and we'll go over this. Like I said, we weren't planning on tonight being bowl night. We'll begin the bowl coverage tomorrow and then really get into it on Thursday. But there are just a lot of little inside type of deals when it comes to the bowls that have stood the test of time, like military academies. Military academies and bowls are a bitch to play against. They're really into it. They run the ball down your throat. It's like the Bills and the Patriots. The military academy team's playing against a team that never plays against this style, and they all think it's going to be easy, right? They all think, oh, this team doesn't pass. We're in a bigger conference, and we're playing Army, and like, yeah, whatever, dude. Army's going to run the ball 72 dimes down your throat, and you're going to be crying by the end of it. And you'll notice military academies will run the score up on your ass, too, in a bowl game. All right, so military academy teams are a checkmark in bowl games. These guys show up. BYU, checkmark. BYU always have something to prove. They have a chip on their shoulder, this program. And another thing with BYU is they're fired up to play in every game that they're in. And another thing with BYU is they're grown men, right? Like they're older than the kids that they're playing against for the most part. Like UAB is not going to be used to dealing with the physicality of BYU. And the only way basically UAB can win this game is if BYU didn't care, but BYU will care. All right? Mormons care. All right? They care. All right? They're going to care. And I think they could kick the living crap out of UAB. You know, BYU won't take the pedal off the metal on your ass either. Put it this way, BYU can go up and down the field on everyone in the Pac-12. What are they going to do to UAB? Bring it!
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering.
Real Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Renzi. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. We're not done yet. We are not done. Steve Merrill's going to step up, and we'll talk about some of these bowl games that are going down. Of course, the college football playoff. We haven't talked about the college football playoff in a little while. And I'm looking at the bowl results from last year here, and I was talking earlier about how there's really not that many close games. All right, so I'm looking now. App State, North Texas, 56-28, especially in these early bowl games. All right, because later on, like New Year's Day, they're all even, right? Like the Big Ten teams, Penn State versus Tennessee or whatever, you know what I mean? In these Citrus Bowls, they're all evenly matched teams. But these early ones, you get conference mismatches, and the games just turn into blowouts, man. Right? There's not a lot of, like, close bowl games where it's like, oh, my God, it's coming down to the wire. Like, I'm looking now, 56-28 App State, North Texas. Nevada 38, Tulane 27, BYU 49, UCF 23. Like I said, BYU don't let up in bowl games, man. Georgia Southern 38, Louisiana Tech 3. Who would have thought that that would be a 38-3 game going in, right? Memphis 25-10 over FAU. Hawaii over Houston 28-14. Like, I could go on and on here. I could go on and on here, man, about, like, how these games aren't close. Buffalo and Marshall, 17-10. Louisiana, 7-point game, UTSA. Georgia State beat 39-21 Western Kentucky. Liberty, Coastal Carolina was a close one. That was a good one because they were both really good, right? Liberty were 9-1, and Coastal were undefeated, right? That was a damn good game, all right? Coastal beat BYU, remember? So, yeah, that was a good one. So then you get into some closer ones. The Oklahoma State and Miami was close because it's more evenly matched. But Texas 55, Colorado 23. Ball State 34, San Jose State 13. Northwestern 35-19 over Auburn. Bowl games are usually blowouts.
Remember, you can listen to Sports Grid on the radio, TV, satellite, or the internet. To make it any easier, we'd have to move in with you.
And nobody will.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's Social Casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.